This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio today with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Yuvraj.
Today we're asking a question. We're also saying how we're in an age of digital transformation, but when it comes to automated customer experiences, what is your biggest pain point? We have been discussing here in the studio some of ours. We've asked you for some of yours. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Any more?
Yes. So I've got one here from unnamed, numbers ending 2113, who says, I love automation, but not the phone automation where I have to hold and wait for instructions, but I don't mind if they implement phone automation similar to Siri. So I guess she'd like to actually speak to an automated machine voice.
The problem with the voice assistants is that they don't understand what we're saying most of the time. I mean, not most of the time, some of the time. So even that's a problem, right?
Mm.
True.
So before we head on to the next one, I wanted to tell you guys about, we have a new show on the BFM website.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. It's called Shift, Stay and Strive, hosted by Azra Rahman. So it's basically a show about fascinating personalities who are creating an impact in their respective fields. So I actually worked on the episode with Azran Osman Rani, the former CEO of Asia X, iFlix Malaysia. He also runs Naluri Hidup. And I can tell you that the conversation, it gets really deep because we got into his view on failure, his view on formal education, his life as a student. And I want to play this snippet where he speaks about, he was in a bad vehicle accident, and he recovered. But we asked him what he wanted to teach his children and what he wanted his kids to learn from that experience.
I remember going, huh. And that was a trigger point, because I remember, well, what is important for my children? What do I want to tell my children? And from being lost, when I said, well, actually, thank you for framing it as, what do I want my children to learn from it? And I said, actually, what I really want my children to learn from it is not that you go through life avoiding risky situations. You take it on head on, because the one thing we've got to learn is, how do you get back up when you get hit? And if I could show that I could get back up, that would be a very, very powerful message for my kids, that life isn't about avoiding risk, number one, but two, expect to get beaten down, right? Like, life is not going to be linear and nice and growth. You will hit roadblocks. You're going to get smacked down hard and it's going to hurt. The more you get better at getting back up, the more you're going to be ready for life.
Yeah. So it's, the whole interview is full of stuff like that. His view on, going from company to company and what he wants to bring to the world moving forward. He's also an author. Go check that out. There's also an episode with Melissa Lau. She's the founder of Rio. That's up as well. It's on all our platforms. So the BFM website, BFM app, it's on Spotify. And you can find it on bfm.my/strive.
Okay. Thank you for that. What day is it airing? It's on podcast, right?
So
you can download it whenever you want. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you have 30,000 followers, whether or not you're on Twitter or Instagram or even on Facebook, if you have 30,000 followers on Facebook, I think you only have 5,000, right? You are a celebrity.
Yeah. You know how difficult it is to become a celebrity? What do you guys think is a celebrity? What would you consider a celebrity?
Richard Bradbury?
No.
Oh.
I know somebody, though, who is a celebrity.
Oh.
Frida Liu.
How many followers?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, it's like, you can be, I think, even like a famous actor or like a personality, and then in some places, they'll still not know your face. You have to be super, super famous, in a big movie, or make, huge global music or stuff, international music or stuff, to become famous.
Like Keanu Reeves.
So he's famous. He's famous. There's this story of, there's this YouTuber, Austin McConnell. He has a million-ish followers, and he had a seminar. He hosted a meet and greet in the seminar and stuff. You know how many people came to his thing? One.
What?
Ooh. Yeah.
Was it his mother?
It was his wife.
It was his wife.
His wife was at the seminar. And so he made a video talking about what it means to be popular online and that illusion that it creates. No one thinks you're famous.
Yeah.
Wow. He was under his, that same illusion.
And it sort of broke that illusion for him. It just made him know that, you can be famous on YouTube, million followers, 2 million, whatever. But in real life, it doesn't mean you're famous.
Mm.
But in the UK, apparently having 30,000 followers on any social media platform platform makes you a famous person, as at least by advertising standards, and it puts you under the same rules as the David Beckhams, the Stephen Fry's, the Rowan Atkinsons. And this is according to the UK's Advertising Standards Authority. So they came to this decision after an Instagram user with 32,000 followers called This Mama Life posted an ad for Phenagen. It's a nighttime sleeping tablet. So even though the user was upfront about the post being an ad, the ASC ruled that their follower count made them a celebrity, which means that they had to follow rules by advertising standards,
right,
meaning
okay.
that they are banned from drug endorsements in the UK, specifically in the UK. Because it basically means that in the ASC's eyes, 30,000 followers and 3 million followers are the same thing.
The same thing.
Yeah, they treat them the same way. You can have... as long as you hit that benchmark, it means that you have influence and you have a number of people following you. So you're not allowed to do certain things. One of those things that you're not allowed to do is you cannot endorse any kind of drug.
Whereas in the US, it's ever so slightly different, isn't it?
It's very different. Mm. So the UK is kind of strict. They're very strict about drug endorsements and stuff. The US, celebs can endorse all the drugs they want, all the medication.
And frequently do.
Yeah, and frequently do all the medication they want. The FTC is the controlling body, and it only needs them to disclose that a post is an ad. So if you are promoting sleeping tablets or something, you have to say that it is a promoted post. The problem is a lot of the influencers or the people who have a lot of followers online, they sneakily promote it. So it doesn't become an ad. It doesn't become like an endorsement per se. They will just tag the company in their posts.
So they want to make it look like it's organic.
Yeah.
Like it's genuine.
Yeah. They'll say like, oh, I've been having problems sleeping. I'm an insomniac, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if you guys are having the same problem, check out at whatever. That's an ad.
Just a quick update. Frida Liu has 25,000... she is 25,838 followers away from being a celebrity, whereas I am 27,697 followers away from being a celebrity.
Wow, how does that make you feel?
Not like a celebrity.
Yeah, so you can endorse all the sleeping tablets that you want.
Of course.
No problem. No one's gonna come after you. But yeah.
You don't need sleeping tablets. All you need is that on-hold music.
Yes, that on-hold music. Bing. See what we did there? That was good. Hmm. Very nicely done. Any more?
No. So just that. If you're in the UK and you have 30,000 followers, then you are a celebrity. You are the same as David Beckham.
Okay.
In their eyes.
No, we're
yeah,
not, though,
yeah,
are we?
You are the same. You're the same.
I like how you got the same way. David Beckham, Rowan Atkinson, and Stephen Fry. Those were your three, you know, picks.
I'm stereotyping people from the UK.
All right. Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the show. And of course, as usual, we'll quickly run through the stories that we covered. We, of course, started off with that wonderful story here on BFM 89.9.
Yes, my story from the Adobe Symposium, how embracing technology can be great for better customer experiences.
Then, of course, we spoke about, actually, it's good to be bored at work, according to research from the Australian National University. They argue that while boredom is certainly boring, it isn't all bad.
Then we finished with, if you have 30,000 followers in the UK, you are considered a celebrity.
27,697 followers away.
You'll get there.
When I'm on my deathbed. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't go anywhere, because coming up, of course, after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with the CEO of the principal of ASEAN for the Principal Financial Group. They recently increased their stake in CIMB Principal Asset Management, a joint venture with CIMB. The ASEAN Chief Executive Officer of Principal Asset Management joined the Breakfast Grill to discuss the decision as well as the economic outlook of the region. Have yourselves a lovely weekend. Try not to get too bored. Try not to get yourself on hold too often. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is...
Audrey Raj.
I've been Yuva Raj.
Our producer has been Christian Wong. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday, same time, same place at noon, here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.